What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What day is it, buddy?
That is today. It's Wednesday, January. The computer says January 15th.
You're right. It's National Bagel Day. And you know what? I'm going to give you guys all the information.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 surprising facts about bagels even true connoisseurs can appreciate. Back in the day when I enjoyed a toasted cinnamon raisin bagel with real butter, I thought of starting my own bagel company. Since I enjoy a good play on words, I came up with my signature combo. I thought it was a winner. Large coffee and a bagel with a pappy schmear. Didn't go over very well.
I would have thought of yeasty holes myself.
Crap. You got to respect the schmear.
It's shocking they don't sell bagel holes.
Would you like to try our pap schmear?
Bagel holes?
Yeah. They have donut holes.
Little bites, put a little cream cheese on. Right in your mouth. And dip it in there. Bagel hole.
It's just bagel bites.
It's a bagel hole.
But why do they call bagel bites instead of bagel holes? Right?
Because it's a donut hole. That's a mouthful, man.
What, bagel hole?
Well, they make tiny bagels. Miles is right, though. It's not like you're taking the whole lot of the donut. Yeah. Why is it their bagel balls?
Aren't you, though?
Bagel balls.
Yeah, just have a little bagel ball.
Aren't you getting the bit of dough and then you stamp the hole out of it?
I've never made a donut.
Damn right. Ain't going to your shop.
I don't know. What about donuts that don't have holes?
That's not where the donut holes come from. So these are 10 surprising facts about bagels that even true connoisseurs can appreciate. Last on the list, bagels actually has a close cousin, and I'm going to screw up this name. Bialy?
How's it spelled?
B-I-A-L-Y.
Whatever you said.
Bialy. If you want to switch things up one morning, try ordering one of these doughy delights. Instead of a hole in the middle, a bialy has an indent in its dough that's usually filled with cooked onions. Also, unlike a bagel, it's baked. It's never boiled like the bagel dough first.
Oh, yeah, it's like a Polish bagel.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's like someone didn't have the strength to poke the hole all the way through.
Do they actually take the hole out of it, or do they just roll it into a circle?
My impression, bagels, you just kind of tug on them and make a hole, but you don't have to punch the hole through.
Yeah.
Some baker right now is pulling their hair out.
Yes, they are.
Dude, we do not punch holes in bagels.
Damn it, man. Apple. Does anybody know Apple's relation to bagels? They had to redo something back in 2018.
Like Apple the company or Apple's the fruit?
Apple the company, yeah.
And bagels.
They had to redo its bagel emoji.
Why?
Yeah, so in honor of National Bagel Day in early 2018, Thomas Bagels released an emoji keyboard. 40 breakfast-centric emojis were on it, including an avocado-topped bagel. Later that year, Apple finally released the bagel emoji on its own platform, but not without controversy. After people complained that the plain bagel had nothing on it, it got redesigned with cream cheese during the iOS 12.1 beta 4-cycle release.
Well, I guess
I'm looking at it now. Bagel before, bagel after. People,
if these are the things you worry about,
Are the things you worry about, you're living a great life.
Yep. Look, if you got a plain bagel coming your way, don't worry. The world's your oyster. You can do whatever you want.
You can add cream cheese.
If you don't like cream cheese and you got a cream cheese bagel coming your way, guess what, friend? You lose.
Why are you saying that, Mike? Now you put it out in the universe of people that don't want cream cheese in a bagel and go after apple again.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be cream cheese?
Why
do you make assumptions?
Why couldn't it have avocado on it?
Why are you plain bagel shaming?
Yeah, I like butter on my bagel. What now, Apple?
Mm-hmm. Just pull the bagel emoji altogether.
Just get rid of it. Bagel making was once a group effort. Bagel makers in the early 1900s worked in teams of four. Two people would make the dough, giving bagels their shape. One person boiled them, and the fourth person baked them.
All right.
Takes a lot.
No fifth person to punch a hole.
No. No hole puncher.
I'm the bagel hole puncher.
Just, I mean, I'm sure one person could do it, but that would just, the rate would slow down so much.
Oh, absolutely. I did not realize just how in-depth it was to make a bagel.
It is. There's a lot more goes into it than you would think when you finally just eat one.
Right. It's not just roll the dough and then throw it in the oven. There's,
nope.
You know, when I found out, no, you're actually boiling it, or you're frying it, or you're doing whatever it is that you're doing with it, and then you're baking it, and then even then, you got to be very careful. Like, baking is already an exact science.
Oh, yeah.
Bagels take that into a different degree.
I've ever seen them do it on a... I cooked for 12 years, and some of the places we had a separate pastry chef or baker, and all I could ever think was, so you guys are like cooks, but real difficult.
That's right.
Like, that seems to be the major difference here.
Yeah. Have you ever seen them when they cook them on, like, a clothes-hanging rod? So like a wooden rod, and then they hang them, and then they bake them that way?
No.
I think that's Montreal style, maybe.
Huh.
Pretty good.
All right.
Not bad.
Yeah, and that
like
one's
rotisserie
supposed to be,
bagel.
That one's supposed to be a little bit different than New York bagel. I like, you ever see when they have the giant wooden, like, almost like a shot ski?
Okay.
And they just, like, they're just lined up with bagels. So they're, like, I don't know if they put them in the oven, and then they sprinkle them with something.
Believe it or not, man, the last 10 years in Seattle, the bagel game has gone up tremendously.
All right, all right.
Yes.
When I was a kid, we just ate Lenders, the little frozen ones.
Mm-hmm.
There have been caffeinated bagels for an extra morning jolt.
What?
Oh. In 2017, Einstein Bros. Bagels launched an espresso-infused bagel that was packed with 32 milligrams of caffeine and 13 grams of protein.
Wow.
Good on you, Einstein. I like Einstein, man. They make a damn good bagel.
When they get it right.
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
This is just me, and this is my fault. We have a local Einstein's, and generally they do a very good job, and my general go-to is just the everything bagel, cream cheese, and lox, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I ordered. And I thought it was done rather quickly, cool, but I get to work. It wasn't toasted. And I just thought, look, man, if someone is getting cream cheese and anything on their bagel, they probably want it toasted, but at least ask. I just did not think I need... It's like saying, I want a hamburger, and them saying, would you like it cooked? You know? Or I'm ordering ribs. Would you like them with meat on them? Like, yes! Let's just make the assumption.
See, to me, I think bagels are only toasted if you have hot food on them. I always just put cream cheese on them.
Thank you.
Really?
Man.
Yeah.
It's like a dog toy to me at that point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I like them chewy like that.
Really?
I love Ted.
Yeah.
100%.
You guys ruined it for me.
The everything bagel was possibly invented by a 15-year-old.
Who accidentally spilled his mom's spicy cabinet.
I think I'm done with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the everything.
I do like it, man, but I'm back on onion. Back on the
it's
old
onion. It's got onion
bagel.
In there, too.
I know. It's got everything.
Have you had the everything bagel hummus?
No.
No.
I bet that's pretty
salty,
good.
But it's pretty good.
A New Yorker named Dave Gusson, who worked in a bagel shop in Howard Beach, told the New Yorker that he actually invented the everything bagel back in 1980 at age 15. He claimed that he was sweeping seeds out of the oven and got the idea to combine them on a bagel. The shop then sold the everything bagel for an extra nickel, but since the article came out, the claim has been contested, with another former bagel bakery worker declaring he made the everything bagel.
Oh, so like the sesame seeds, the poppy seeds, all the stuff that was cooked on the other bagels, he just took them all out and put them on one bagel.
Correct.
And that's everything.
Right. He was just cleaning out the oven because of all these things that he got baked. He's like, screw it, let's put it all on there. Bagels have holes for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the poop.
The holes make bagels bake faster, according to the Q&A. The holes also made bagels stackable on a dowel or wooden pole, which made it easier for street vendors to sell them.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I wonder why they don't have... Now you know why they don't have a bagel bun.
That's right.
They never got a pretzel bun.
They keep trying that, but the egg keeps falling through the hole in the middle.
Well, but the bagel's already sandwich ready.
Yeah, for the most
Whereas part. The pretzel, you had to turn into a bun.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Bagels go way back. The birth of the bagel is debated, largely because bagel-shaped bread has been around for centuries in various cultures. One legend provides the bagel was invented in 1683 as a stirrup-shaped tribute to Polish king Jan, after defending Vienna from Turkish conquest. But there was another author there that pointed out that the bagel looks a lot like, Obwarzanek.
Obwarzanek.
A Polish bread that dates back to the late 1300s.
You know, I dressed as Obwarzanek in third grade for Halloween.
Did you?
And everyone knew who I was.
That's right. Again, these are the surprising...
The guy that invented bagels.
Surprising facts about bagels that even true connoisseurs can appreciate. The biggest bagel on record. Any idea how much this thing weighed? The biggest bagel ever on record. How much did it weigh?
140 pounds.
140. Mouse.
50 pounds.
50 pounds. Ted.
550 pounds.
You were the closest without going over, 868 pounds.
And then what do you do with it is the problem.
You snack on it, man.
You set a record, and then you chop it up and give it to the people that have come to see your record.
Okay. 11,000 pounds of dough, 900 gallons of water, 10 hours to bake.
Where? But where do you bake it? Like in a steel mill? Like in a kiln? Like a huge...
Yeah, I think you put it in an abandoned warehouse, let the warehouse on fire, extinguish that fire, and hope the bagel's done.
Some of those world records are a little iffy, right? Like the longest pizza. It's basically a bunch of pizzas pushed together.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Miles is right. You just physically, there's not an oven to cook this stuff.
Correct. And then this is the number one surprising fact about bagels that even true connoisseurs can appreciate. They have been to space.
Bagels have been to space.
They've been to space, man.
Bagels in space.
I always
space.
Dreamed about going to space, and a bagel's been to space.
2008, there was an astronaut that boarded Discovery for a 14-day flight into space, accompanying him 18 bagels from Fairmount, a shop owned by his aunt.
I wonder how much he had to convince NASA. Nice. Like, look, man, I've done all the training.
Man,
I'm just saying. I'm taking the goddamn bagels.
No, I'm taking a toaster. Could you imagine when it blows out of the toaster, like when it pops?
All the seeds going.
Two half bagels to start. I mean, that's pretty cool, man. Two bagels floating.
Where's the cream cheese?
That's right. I do respect that dude. She's like, I ain't going up there without bagels, dude.
That's right. My aunt's bagels are going up.
It's pretty good.